This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. You hear that first part, folks? Enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Has this been a wild ride the last week or two? Unbelievable. We're going to talk about the economy, the Fed's report, inflation, etc. So hold on to your seat. We have lots to talk about. So if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute consultation with Legacy Financial Strategies for myself or my daughter or both of us, our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or you can visit us on one of our three websites. That's leaveadlegacy.com, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. Folks, lots of information on that website. You can literally spend hours of free content. We're going to be talking about some of the information you can get on these on-demand seminars in a few minutes. Then we have another website called InnovationTaxService.com, InnovationTaxService.com. If you'd like to set up our quarterly newsletter, just click on that website and register, InnovationTaxService.com. What do you think taxes are going to be doing here soon? Do you think they're going to stay the same, like he talks about? Our president, that is, where you're not going to be increased paying taxes unless you make over $400,000, or are you paying a tax called inflation? That's the one that affects everybody. So that's InnovationTaxService.com, and if you're paying a lot of taxes, this is a good website to go to, EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. But again, if you like that phone number, again, I'll repeat it several times throughout the show. He is 800-264-4963. Here's a thought before I tell you what we do, folks. Imagine this. Now, I'm all for progressive as far as, you know, cars and Teslas, you know, the battery operator. But can you imagine this? Batteries, you may be aware of this, don't like other temperatures. AC doesn't work well without airflow. And the compressor and another that runs on a fan and heat exchanger when the vehicle's not in motion. An earlier set out photo of a gas-powered vehicle truck that's big enough to drag a diesel-generated depleted batteries, provided it can get through the traffic. Now, you can't see this little picture I have, but it goes to show there's a single engineer in Washington. Petrol, for all its faults, is stormy reliable. Star Trek transporters. Has anyone thought about this? Especially in big cities, not so much in our area. You're in a snowy, covered area. If all cars were electric and you were caught up in a three-hour traffic jam, especially during the wintertime, with dead batteries, then what? Not to mention, there's virtually no heating in an electric vehicle. And if you get stuck on the road, windshield wipers, no radio, no GPS, all these drain the batteries. You can try calling 911. But, and then the police department, if they have electric cars, they might not be able to get to you. No socialist bent reporter talks about this, of course. It can't even be easier just to get rid of the socialist politics who are trying to help China's economy. So think about that. If we were in an all-electric society and that were to happen. Just food for thought. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service and Legacy Advisory Group? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend on. You probably didn't think I'd start there. Well, that's usually where I start when I tell people what we do. That's the one thing if you haven't planned for, could wipe you out, especially if you're in retirement. If you're past 65, according to the government, this is not my figures, it's their figures, there's about a 70 to 75% chance when you're past 65 that you'll need some type of convalescent care. What do I mean by that? In-home care, assisted living care, adult daycare, or nursing home. Now, what assets would you use? Of course, most people would prefer staying at home. What assets would you use to pay for that? And do you know what it costs? I've talked about this quite a bit in the past. Well, what if there was a strategy out there that you could take money from a money market account, savings or checking, or say you had some mutual funds, you're seeing this go up and down, you aren't really sure, you had that set aside in case you needed it for that. What if there was another strategy out there? And I don't mean buying long-term care insurance. That's certainly a strategy. I don't particularly like that strategy, although it can work, because number one, if you never use it, I said there's 70, 75% chance you'll need it, but there's also a 25 to 30% chance you won't. So all those premiums you spent are down the drain. Plus, what else? There's very few companies that are in it. Most of them are getting out. And guess what? The prices keep going up, don't they? Yes, they do. So it can be very expensive. What if you could transfer that to an asset? Say you're an asset-based long-term care asset or a special design life insurance that if you needed care in-home, assisting living care, or nursing home, that you could accelerate. Listen to this. You can accelerate the death benefit. Most people think life insurance, all you get to die. Well, not this type. If you need care for in-home, assisted living, or nursing home, it'll accelerate the death benefit in advance that you could use to help pay for that. And guess what? If you don't use it, it'll go to your heirs on a tax-free basis. And no Pennsylvania inheritance taxes. Now, in Ohio, they don't have that because probably half our clients are from Ohio. It's a strategy that you at least ought to explore. So if you'd like to set up a call or come in for a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. We also do tax preparation, tax planning. We still have a few on extension out there. And we even have people that, guess what, come in later and file their taxes. We're also going to be adding here to a new feature called tax resolution. So if you know someone who's got a bill from the IRS, because I talked about this here a couple of weeks ago, that under this budget, $6 trillion budget, one of the things they have planned is to hire, you hear this, 87,000 new IRS agents. Now, they have about 70-some, but they figure next 5 years, one-fourth will retire. So that's almost double the force they're going to hire. And it's estimated for every dollar they spent for the IRS, they can get $8 in return. You hear that? So get ready. So we're going to have, if you know someone that owes taxes, have them give us a call, tax resolution. What else do we do? Well, we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. I belong to the Mahoney-Shenango Valley Estate Planning Council. I'm a master certified estate planner. My daughter's a certified estate planner. And guess what? We show people how to, we don't, we have attorneys that come in, or in Ohio you have to go see them, for wills, trusts, power of attorneys, and yes, Medicaid planning. Yes, if you haven't done the planning in advance, is there some strategies? Absolutely there is. It's better to do pre-crisis rather than crisis, but it's not too late. Even if you're a veteran, there's something called Veterans Aid and Attendance Program. I haven't talked about that for a while, but I have talked on past shows lots of times on that. And then you name the investment or savings. I can't say we have everything. We have most things, and we describe it like colors of money, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your Emergency money, checking, saving, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. And then there's red money, would be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. The positive, the advantage, you get the upside. But disadvantage, you get the downside. And we're going to talk more about this in the next segment, about what's going on in the roller coaster, about the inflation, all that stuff. Should you have all your money in the market? That's red money. Then there's green money. Green money is where you can't lose money due to market conditions. Those would be long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, enhanced index annuities called FIAs, or fixed annuities, as some people call them. It's a hybrid where your money's linked to an industry, and guess what? You can participate in the upside with no downside. And we have a company that we're going to have that's been around for a long time and designed in particular interesting. A lot of these come with participation, but guess what? So the entire holding period is linked to a Barclays. I'm sure you've heard of Barclays. And guess what, folks? It's 100% participation. You hear that? They can't change it down to 20 or 15 like some of these companies have that. So stay tuned. I'll be talking about that vehicle, and you might want to consider maybe having some of your money. Can you imagine this? Think about this. The market tanks. You don't lose anything. Then guess what? Next year it tanked at a lower indice. You start at the lower. Now you can participate in the upside. It's a strategy, folks. And again, there's pros and cons of everything, and all of them are not good, just like all mutual funds or stocks are. But it's a strategy that you should explore, keep an open mind, and look into it. So if you want more information or set up a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategy at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the economy. The Dow was down over 300 points. This is Thursday, June 17th. But the NASDAQ was over 100 points. What's up with that? So I want you to listen to this very important message. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever, because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that factor, piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavewithlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write down those phone numbers, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in to a complimentary consultation, by the way, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA, in a development called Linden Point. but you can go to our website, has all our contact information, our location, etc. LeaveALegacy.com, LeaveALegacy.com. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So this is Thursday, June 17th. I was talking about the Dow was down over 300 points today, down 200-something the day before, but the NASDAQ composite is over 100 points. So if you think that's strange, at least I do, consider the fact that the Fed is now in the business of telegraphing rate hikes that won't happen until two years from now. He originally said he wasn't going to touch rates for up to 2023, Jerome Powell, and that's correct. Now he's talking about at the end of 2023 that he might raise the rates twice. Well, what does that mean? It's just one more symptom about four powerful financial and geopolitical cycles now converging into one time and place and the desperate attempts of policymakers to dodge them. We have the long-term Kondratiev cycle, which pretends the end of an era. We have the rising cycle of monetary madness that expanded the Fed's balance sheet by incredible, you ready for this? Ninefold since 2008. We have the rising cycle of government spending, leaving a bloody red $2 trillion deficit in its wake. So if you think inflation is still tame, just take one quick look at a chart that I'm looking at, and you will see from 2013, where it was at about 2%, till it's exploding now over 5%. It shows that the inflation rate is now far higher than any time in the last 8 years. In fact, it's about triple the average rate during that period. Sure, the Biden administration economists are poo-pooing the numbers. Of course, that's what governments always do. But it's just a domestic problem. Consider, for example, the global of shipping goods. Let me give you an example. The past half decade has really cost more than $2,000 for a 40-foot container. Now, guess what? You know what that same container costs now? $10,000, fivefold. That alone makes almost everything in the world much more expensive. That's how they ship a lot of things. This is not a news story. But I can tell you flatly, this is the worst. It's global. It's beyond the power of any government to control, and it's just getting started. So what do you say is going to happen? So let's talk about wrestling with rising inflation. This comes from an app that I subscribe to called Horse's Mouth. And it says, while economists fret about rising inflation, investors have shrugged off recent CPI readings, driving the S&P 500 index to new high. Inflation has surprised Fed officials. Action in the bond market. Now, the bond market ticked up a little bit today, like a little over 1.5. It was up 1.7. So action in the bond market, however, suggests investors believe that relaxed restrictions and pent-up demand are the primary reasons behind the elevated CPI numbers. And the Fed's transitory inflation theme is the most likely outcome. With the June meeting at the top of the calendar, investors don't expect the Fed to blink, which they didn't, the face of recent inflation readings. It leaves the stock prices for a rosy scenario. Inflation continues to outpace expectations. Economists have struggled to forecast monthly data over the last year. Few expected the sharp acceleration in the economy. Now, the one thing is lumber, who has spiked up huge, dropped down 30% from a big spike up. Few expected the sharp acceleration in the economy. Few expected inflation to surge over the last 2 months. At the wholesale level, inflation has been worse, averaging 0.8% per month over the last 5 months. In 2019, the average monthly change in the producer price index was what? 0.1%. Past inflation scares have proven to be temporary, but recent increases far outpace prior upticks. April, May's monthly readings in the core CPI were the highest You ready for this, folks? In 40 years. That's 40 years. Some increases were headline grabbing. Now we're going to talk on the next segment. Inflation and the way companies earn money a lot of times drive the market. So if inflation sticks its ugly head, what do you think that might do to the market? Or do you think that might just be a short-term correction and then it will spike back up? We'll talk about that more in the next segment. Passive inflation, of course, scares have proven to be temporary, but recent increases far outpaced prior upticks. Some increases were heading grabbing. For example, auto rental. I talked about this in the past. Rose, you ready for this? 12.1% in May, following 16.2% rise in April. That's a good thing I don't rent automobiles. But some of you might if you're traveling. Airline fares increased 7%. I haven't flown for over a year. Year and a half, after 10.2% rise in April. Used cars, 7.3%, which is on top of the 10% increase. Furniture jumped 2.1%. New cars surged 1.6%. Apparel rose 1.2%. While notable, these categories account for just 10.1% of the CPI per the U.S. Services, which accounted for 62% of the CPI, rose a moderate 0.4%. That's important. You got to look at the whole gamut. You got to look at the items that you're buying. The category has recently firmed shelter, 33% of the CPI. A some component of services rose 0.3%. Spending has rebounded, and supply constraints are pushing up prices in some industries. As I mentioned, rental car prices were up 110%. Versus a year ago. And I got a table here, but I won't bore you with the table. You can get this report if you want it. I subscribe to Horse's Mouth. If you'd like to get it, I can email it to you. Just give us a call. And the title of the report is called Wrestling with Rising Inflation. Just give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So we expect, according to Jerome Powell, we expect core and headline PCE to move up because of the base effects. And then he says what? We expect it to go away. He said much of the April-May's jump in year-over-year inflation was not base effects, comparing inflation in 2021 versus 1 year ago with monthly readings fell. Fed officials acknowledge they have been surprised by the jump in price, but still insists it's transitory. What say you? Do you think it's transitory? Or do you think this is going to start running? And if you got money in the market, folks, now's the time to give us a call toll free. Set up that consultation because we have strategies that can protect either way. If they're wrong, guess what? You can participate in the upside. But guess what? If it is inflation, you want to be able to protect the downside, at least a portion of that. You want to learn about that strategy. So if you'd like to learn more about it, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Number two, market and survey-based inflation expectation. After closing at 1.74% on March 19th and March 31st, the yield on the 10-year Treasury eased down to 1.45. I said it creeped up today. I think it was 1.5 or 1.55. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey includes a review of inflation expectations. The one-year outlook, down from May's 10-year high of 4.6% to 4% at the mid-June reading. Three, past cycles and today. Going back to the Volcker days of 1980s, the Fed has launched preemptive strikes on inflation by hiking interest rates. Well, Jerome Powell said he's not going to touch it until the end of 2023. It's a new world today. No more preemptive strikes. The Fed insists it won't raise rates until the economy reaches maximum employment. That's one of his key things he talked about. He's concerned about employment. And inflation has reached 2%. Well, it's blown through that. Inflation is expected to remain above 2% for some time. It's high hurling for raising rate. It suggests inflation alone isn't enough to raise rates. The economy falls back. And there's more to this report, several pages. So if you'd like to get a copy of it, just say, I like to get the report called Wrestling with Rising Inflation by Horse's Mouth. Just call Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And you might want to set up your 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a complimentary consultation. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the Fed backs down again and oil, still in play. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to an important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. A couple books I'm giving out. You'd like to get a copy of them. I mentioned these books several times in the last several months. The first one's called The Smart Retirement. Discover the Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Segula, and the forewords by Dr. Michael Rosian from the Cleveland Clinic. A lot of great endorsements, and a book of my daughter helped write with some other co-authors, along with Jack Canfield, called Pillars of Success. Pillars of Success. These are hardback. If you'd like to get a copy of those, there's no charge for them, and we'll even pay the shipping. You can call our office toll-free. 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963 at Legacy Financial Strategies. And you might want to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in for a company consultation. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmonies, PA, and development from Linden Point. So this is taken from the – I get lots and lots of newsletters from a lot of variety of sources, folks. This is taken from the Casey Research. And the title is, The Fed Backs Down Again, Oil Still in Play. And boy, you've seen what's happened at the pumps, haven't you? I'm sure everybody's affected by that. So let's see if you've been paying attention. Are you ready for a test? What are the two things, and according to this author, the only two things that move markets? I alluded to it on the last segment. Have you got it? He said, we wrote it back on June 1st. What is the answer? What is the answer? Inflation and interest rates. That's right. Inflation and interest rates. So to give you an idea about who this person is who wrote this article, we have two main goals here. To introduce you to the most important investing themes of day-to-day and show you how to profit from them. Well, I'm not going to give you any stock tips, but here's the two things that move markets, he said. Earnings and interest rates. Earnings and interest rate. He said there are no exceptions. Well, there could be, but he's saying there's not. For proof of that, he says, look no further than yesterday. At 2 p.m., I'm doing this on June 17th, so that was June 16th. As on a Wednesday, when the Federal Reserve released its latest statement and projections and informed investors that interest rate would one day rise. Yes, shocking. We know, one day. He said 2023. According to the Fed, that day will be sometime in 2023 for the benefit of numerically challenged. That means as soon as just over 18 months from now. But as it turned out, even that's too soon for the market. Hearing the news, what happened to the stocks on Wednesday? They fell instantly. I have a one-day chart of the S&P 500 on June 16th. You can see how stocks plummeted when the Fed said interest rates would rise. In fact, they were at not quite the 42.40 mark, just a little shade under that, and they fell all the way down to about the 422, 423. That's 4,223. It's clear on this one-day chart exactly when the Fed released the announcement. The story behind is that the Fed thinks inflation may be a little too high by 2023. Not now, but then. Let me think about that. Not now, but then. So any inflation you see in the market today, well, don't worry about it. So any inflation, just don't worry about it. Naturally, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, perhaps after seeing the market's reaction to even the potential for a tiny increase in interest rates, told the market not to worry. And as Yahoo Finance notes, Federal Reserve policymakers on Wednesday delivered a surprise by signaling two interest rate hikes by the end of 2023. But Fed Chairman Jerome Powell downplayed those forecasts as anything other than, what, speculation. There you have it. It's the equivalent of a financial markets hug. Don't worry, everything will be fine. It had the desired effect as the market rebound from the daily lows. And so, now that we've written off any chance of interest rates rise anytime soon, so you see the pumps, the stores, that's a figment of your imagination, we return to our subject of the week. Because frankly, despite what the Fed may forecast, nothing has changed. Here we are smack dab in big IPOs, initial public offers, boom in the history. But where's your money? Where's your money? Is it all in the market? Or do you have a different buckets? Do you have some in yellow? Do you have some in green? Do you have some in red? You should set up a complimentary consultation at Legacy Financial Strategy. And here's what we'll do. The first meeting, if it's a phone call, we'll just do a 15-minute call, get acquainted meeting. If you come in, we do a fact finder. If you do the phone call, then on the second meeting, we'll do a, you'll send a fact finder, and then on the third meeting or the second meeting, depending on how you do it, either Zoom or whatever, we'll do what we call the retirement roadmap. What does that mean? Is the road that you're on, your road, not our road, are you going to have enough money in retirement till you die for you and your spouse, or if you're single, for you? Do you have a written plan? Do you know exactly? We have different scenarios that we can do. You can't buy this software just anywhere. It's really an eye-opener, folks. It's your plan. Then we can do is talk about these different topics, protecting your assets from catastrophic illness, Medicaid spend down, pre-crisis, crisis basis, taxes, big one, taxes. What else? Estate planning, financial planning. And then we get into the widgets, the investments, the yellow, green, and red money. And then we go through the solutions and talk about the pros and cons. We happen to be fiduciaries. Everything has pros and cons. If you want two good books, get the book that my daughter and I, along with some other authors, along with Jack Canfield, called Pillars of Success. And then get this book called Smart Retirement by Mats Segula. Mats Segula. And if you want some free information, lots of free information, go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, and there's some on-demand seminars. One is on Social Security, so you haven't taken it. When's the best time to take it? My daughter happened to used to work for Social Security office over 20 years ago. Most advisors never work for Social Security office. So we have software that can show you what is the best strategy based on the retirement roadmap. There's something called file, suspend, and start again. So you can start it, stop it, and start it again. What am I talking about? You probably never heard of that strategy. There's lots of different strategies. Now, on the demand seminars, it doesn't quite go that depth in it, but it has information on Social Security. One is, are you ready to retire? One is on have a paycheck for life called guaranteed income. One is how to have a tax-free retirement. How to have a tax-free retirement. So if you have one of those ticky time bombs, 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, IRAs, SRIP programs, profit sharing program, you need to see us. One of the areas we specialize is in tax planning. So how to have a tax-free retirement. Women and wealth. There's 6 mini seminars. Just go to leaveaLegacy.com, on-demand seminars. And if you want to get this book, we have one called The 401k Not Okay, The Smart Retirement, Discover the Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. If you got a lot of those qualified plans, you need to look at this. It's written by Matt Sokola, the forwards by Michael Rosian. Then we have a chapter called Pillars of Success. And if you have a lot of money you're paying in taxes, we got strategies to show you how to pay up to less than 50% that you're paying now. We've teamed up with some of the top tax attorneys and CPAs throughout the country. We don't get rid of your CPA or accountant or your advisor. We work alongside them. And you only pay for the plan if you got the blessing of your advisor, accountant, CPA, and you're satisfied with it, then you pay a fee for that. So you gotta take us up on that, folks. If you'd like to learn more about it, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963 or go to that website called EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com, LeaveALegacy.com. Set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Now, you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want some important messages. When we come back, we're going to talk a lot about politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation at Legacy Financial Strategies, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to one of our 3 websites called leaveaLegacy.com, innovationtaxservice.com, and EliteTaxReduction.com. So in this segment, we're going to talk a little politics. Folks, what's happening, and I know it's not the majority of our country, but it seems like the minority who are in control are ruling the majority. You probably saw this on TV, or maybe some of you haven't seen it. A place in San Francisco, I believe, out is Walgreens. A CBS anchor excuses Walgreens shoplifter in a viral video. So I see this gentleman has a garbage bag that he fills the garbage bag up and has a bicycle. He puts the things in and leaves the store. Now here's the part. You can see, you know, weird things like had happened. But here's the thing about the reporter. CBS Morning co-host Tony, I can't even pronounce the last name, D-O-K-O-U-P-I-L, gave a perplexing excuse Wednesday for a man seen in a viral video stealing multiple items at San Francisco Walgreens before exiting the store on a bicycle. And this reporter claimed that the man was probably getting something he needed and suggested that nothing should have been done to stop the crime that was taking place. Now, let me ask you a question. Does that seem like a normal comment to make? Does this to you? And he puts out a tweet and says, excuses massive shoplifting from Walgreens. This is the tweet was by Brent Baker, that reads, also, as an act of desperation, you're not getting rich off what you take from Walgreens. You're getting probably something you need. And I guess they have a rule, if it's under $1,000 or $950, they can't even arrest you. So crime is never justified, of course. And this reporter said, after the CBS Valad Duthiers played for video of the theft, he was interrupted by co-host Anthony Mason saying, I will say that I think they could have made a little better effort to stop the bicycle. I mean, you could have disrupted that bike. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know, the reporter said, appearing to question to need to stop the shoplifter. Don't need to be a hero over some toothbrushes or whatever it is. Although the reporter's co-host suggested various ways the perpetrator could have been stopped by the security personnel witnessing the crime being committed. The reporter, however, seemed to be the only one willing to excuse the theft. Is that bizarre or is that bizarre? Now, some positive news. Supreme Court issues major religious ruling in favor of Catholic group that stood up to the LGBT agenda. How about that? The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday in favor of Catholic Social Services against the city of Philadelphia in a case that affirmed the organization's right to exclude same-sex parents from fostering children. The majority opinion for the court's unanimous, you ready for this, 9-0 decision came from Chief Justice John Roberts, who said the refusal of Philadelphia to contract with CSS for the provision of foster care services unless CSS agrees to certify same-sex couples as foster parents violates the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. CSS sued the city after it excluded from the city's foster care program due to its religious policy. So that is good news. Here's something else that was good news. The Republicans, and what is this Republicans? Well, mostly Republicans, kill Nancy Pelosi's bill to promote killing more babies and abortions. Now, I looked at this on the count, and I said, well, it didn't have the majority, so how come it passed? Well, apparently you need two-thirds. So let me read some of the article. In a House of Representatives controlled by Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrat, it's difficult for Republicans to secure any legislative victories. But they achieved one Tuesday night when they were able to use a paramilitary tactic to block a bill that would have promoted killing more babies in abortions at taxpayers' expense. House conservatives came up with a way to derail a bill Pelosi and her pro-abortion cohorts attempted to fast-track to the House to the Senate. The measure called the Equal Access Contraception for Veterans Act would have facilitated government-funded access to abortion drugs through the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. But Republicans stopped the bill because Pelosi tried to ram it through under suspension rule, which required what? Two-thirds vote. Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona, one of my heroes, the House Freedom Caucus chairman, called the defeat of the bill stunning. The abortion bill failed with 200 voting for it and 188 opposing, making it fall short of the two-thirds necessary to pass. But guess what? They don't give up. The demon rats, and of course there's swamp rats out there, introduce a new bill to eliminate every single pro-life nationwide. Are you aware of that? By the way, one website you might want to subscribe to is called lifenews.com. Lifenews.com. Senate Democrats have introduced a new bill that would eliminate every single pro-life nationwide. The so-called Women's Health Protection Act would invalidate nearly all existing state limitations on abortion, said Jennifer Popick, Director of Federal Legislation for National Right to Life. The legislation would also prohibit states from adopting a new protective laws in the future, including various types of laws specifically upheld as constitutionally permissible by the U.S. Supreme Court, she said. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, said the measure would essentially remove all legal protection for unborn children under the federal and state level. The Women Health Protection Act is in effect no limits on abortion until birth bill. Tragically, the only ones to benefit from such a law would be who? Abortionists and abortion providers, such as who? The demonic organization known as Planned Parenthood, she added. The legislation endangers women and their unborn children, would expand taxpayer funding of abortion, and would no longer require that a woman be given information about the development of her unborn child. It goes on. The bill would end bans on elective abortions being performed after 20 weeks when an unborn child is capable of feeling pain. It said it bans the use of abortion as a method of sex selection. Anti-sex selection laws generally have broad public support in the states in which they are enacted, including support from substantial majorities of women. Tom McCluskey, president of the March for Life Action, told Life News that Democrats in Congress are proposing a bill that is not only dangerous for women, but is extreme in scope, attacking the unborn, healthcare professionals, and the pro-life movement at large. The deceptively named Women's Health Protection, you like that name? The WHPA, which is currently backed by 48 Democrat senators, would virtually eliminate all pro-life currently in place to protect women, children, and healthcare workers from violating their conscience. So, folks, you need to call your legislator and say you are totally against that. Against that. What is that called? Women's Health Protection. You like that word? WHPA. Say you are against it. Please vote no. Please vote no. Now, before we leave you, you're going to die, I'm going to die. Here's the $1 trillion question. I have a bill, $1 trillion, Abraham Lincoln on one side, on the back's a salvation message. Here's a $1 trillion question. Will you go to heaven when you die? Have you ever lied, stolen, or used God's name in vain? Jesus said, whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If you've done these things, God sees you lying, thieving, blasphemous, adulterer at heart, and the Bible warns that he will punish you in a terrible place called hell. But God is not willing that any should perish. He wants all to come to repentance. Law and Jesus paid the fine by suffering and dying on the cross. So God loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus rose from the dead, defeating death. Today, repent, ask for godly forgiveness, and trust Jesus, and God will give you eternal life as a free gift. So if you'd like to get a book called The Case for Christ, it's a booklet, about 45 pages, In Heaven by Randy Elkhorn, The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. These are about 45, 50 pages, or not 8.5 by 11, half that size. We'd be glad to ship those to you at no charge, and we can pay postage. God loves you. Remember this, man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. So I like taking a vacation, and you say, well, you won't go the next year. So who do you say he is? Is Jesus the God, or he's a lunatic or a liar? He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me being Jesus. Who do you say he is? I want to leave you with this. It's Father's Day Sunday. So happy Father's Day for all the fathers, grandfathers that are out there. Again, I have another radio show I do on Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9 a.m. I'll be talking more about Father's Day. Tune in on 790 a.m. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com. Leaveallegacy.com.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.